Welcome to the Masthead for February 2024, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. Support the Siemens Church Institute. The Masthead. In this issue, February 2024, registration is now open for the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon. SCI joins global organizations in advocating for the release of the Galaxy Leader seafarers. CME sees 2023 growth in mariner simulator training and online learning. Mark Nesselhut and Phil Shiflin join CME Shipping Conference speaker panels. SCI named recipient for TVIB's Mike Rushing Service Award donation. International Seafarer Center updates entryway trail board. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, ABS, Kirby, McAllister, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran, Tote, Seward, and Kissel, LLP. 2024 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, April 17th, 2024, Houston, Texas. Registration is now open. Event registration, sponsorship opportunities. Wednesday, April 17th, 11 a.m. registration, 11:30 to 1 p.m. luncheon. Join us for the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon in Houston as we gather to celebrate excellence within the industry and to support SCI's mission-driven initiatives. For more information on this event or to participate as a sponsor, contact mtbl@siemenschurch.org or call 202-719-8057. Center for Mariner Advocacy. SCI joins global organizations in advocating for the release of Galaxy Leader seafarers. With a sense of horror, many of us watched the October 19, 2023 video footage showing the helicopter assault by Houthi rebels as they hijacked the vehicle carrier vessel Galaxy Leader in the Red Sea and detained its 25-member crew. This attack has attracted considerable global attention and concern. Phil Shiflin, director of SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, has participated in calls about the ongoing challenges in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, where he regularly advocates for the seafarers impacted by this crisis, including those detained seafarers. Phil noted that international organizations like the International Maritime Organization, IMO, International Labor Organization, ILO, International Chamber of Shipping, ICS, and International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, are all working for the seafarers' safe release. Phil continues to look for additional opportunities to advocate for the release of these detained seafarers, including an upcoming IMO meeting that he will be attending in London. CME sees 2023 growth in mariner simulator training and online learning. As part of SCI's mission focus, the Center for Maritime Education is dedicated to training mariners and optimizing mariner safety. SCI is pleased to report that CME experienced noteworthy growth in mariner training between 2022 and 2023. While the adoption of the cutting-edge KSIM operating system posed initial challenges early in 2023, causing a slight impact on training days in Houston, CME quickly got back on track with a combined effort of both centers that resulted in the training of over 1,262 mariners. This marked a 13% increase compared to 2022 figures. Additionally, CME's e-learning platform showed continuous expansion, with a 9.5% rise in mariners, representing 37 companies utilizing our learning management system. In addition to mariner training, CME remains dedicated to enhancing navigational and vessel operational safety. In the year 2023, CME actively contributed to three feasibility studies for companies and agencies along the Texas Gulf Coast. Mariner trained at CME Paducah, 2023, 652 mariners from 13 countries, and in 2022, 553 mariners from 15 companies. Mariners trained at CME Houston, 610 mariners from 22 companies. In 2022, 556 mariners from 20 companies. Mariners trained, total 2023, 1,262. 2022, 1,109. Percent change, positive 13%. Mariners using e-learning platforms, 10,928 in 2023 and 990 in 2022, an increase of 9.5%. CMA Shipping. Mark Nusselhut and Phil Shiflin join CMA Shipping speaker conference panels. Billed as North America's most influential gathering of maritime professionals, particularly in regard to international shipping, the Connecticut Maritime Association's annual exposition and conference is set to take place on March 12th to 14th, 2024, in Stamford, pertaining to the human element of maritime. On the first day, Phil Shiflin, Esquire, Director of SCI Center of Mariner Advocacy, will join an esteemed State of the Industry panel for status check on the maritime industry in 2040. SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nusselhut, will also be joining a panel on the conference's second day to discuss digitalization and the seafarer of the future. Nusselhut notes, while we're recognized for our chaplaincy and advocacy efforts with mariners and seafarers, SCI is also part of an engaged global network of seafarer wellness organizations. This connection keeps us in tune with the current trends, issues, and challenges affecting those working on vessels. Participating in the CMA Shipping Conference gives us the opportunity to connect with fellow maritime representatives and industry leaders, allowing us to share our concerns and perspectives. My Crushing Legacy Service Award. SCI named recipient for TVIB's Mike Rushing Service Award donation. The Seamus Church Institute is honored to be associated with the Towing Vessel Inspection Bureau's TVIB Mike Rushing Legacy Service Award. The award was established in the spring of 2023 to celebrate Mike Rushing, a river legend known for his quiet dedication to serving others within the maritime community and the community at large. It will honor an individual in the towboat, tugboat, and barge industry in recognition of their outstanding contributions and commitment to community service, professional excellence, and mentorship. Nominations are being accepted until March 15th. The winner will be recognized at this year's Waterways Journal Inland Marine Expo, and a financial contribution will be made during the program in the recipient's honor to support the Seamus Church Institute's Ministry on the River program. International Seafarer Center updates entryway trail board. Although referred to as the International Seafarer Center, our Port Newark facility is formally named the John J. McMullen, known for his expertise in naval architecture and marine engineering, as well as his business ventures, including ownership of the shipping agent Norton Lilly International and his previous ownership of the New Jersey Devils and the Houston Astros. Also of note, the entrance to the ISC bears the name of Malcolm McLean, a prominent American entrepreneur renowned for founding Sealand Services and inventing the intermodal shipping container, an innovation that dramatically transformed the shipping industry and global trade. Recently, the weathered trail board at the ISC's entrance commemorated McLean and his groundbreaking company underwent much-needed restoration. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Addressing and managing seafarer mental health challenges. In collaboration with the American P&I Club, leveraging expertise in maritime insurance and risk mitigation, SCI presents Addressing and Managing Seafarer Mental Health Challenges, offering guidance and insights into the mental health challenges faced by even the most experienced seafarers. The Lookout. Read the latest Lookout magazine. Learn more about the SCI and how it lives up to the mission, promoting safety, dignity, and improved working conditions for mariners and seafarers. From the SCI archives, on this day in 1898, the USS Maine exploded and sank in Havana Harbor, sparking the Spanish-American War. In response to support American seafarers involved in that conflict, the program now known as Christmas at Sea was established. Since then, SCI has worked tirelessly throughout the year to provide comfort to seafarers and inland mariners with handmade items like ditty bags, scarves, hats, and vests during the holiday season. In the print version of the magazine, there is a photograph from the 1960s showing hand-knit and crocheted goods destined for seafarers being loaded onto a truck at 25 South Street for distribution. For more SCI history, check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors include sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church Wall Street, and supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company, Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Group, and in-kind sponsor Seward and Kissel, LLP. The Seamen's Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, or if you're hearing this on audio, please contact us at the Seamen's Church Institute and subscribe to the masthead. The Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. SCI@SeamensChurch.org. Note, the audio version of this magazine has been narrated by Don Sheets. If you're coming to Connecticut Maritime Association Shipping 2024 in Stamford, Connecticut, from March 12th to March 14th, you'll hear my voice as I am the voice of the Connecticut Maritime Association. Please stop by and introduce yourselves to me. Thank you. Until next month, or until the Connecticut Maritime Association Shipping 2024 in Stamford, I'm Don Sheets. Bye.